Welcome back to another episode of the Profitable Audience Podcast. In the past, we've talked about affiliate marketing, and as many of you guys know, Prime Day is right around the corner, which is the perfect opportunity to start making a little bit of extra money promoting Amazon products.
Yeah. Have you ever promoted Prime Day before?
See, you know what's funny about this conversation? When you told me that we were going to talk about this on the podcast today, I always thought that, you know, Amazon affiliate percentage is low. So I don't really bother. Like if I have something to mention, I do, but I tend to stick with the business products where it's the payouts like 100 or more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say that that is a great strategy, but I also feel like in general, the Amazon strategy is include links where you can, because the money is not always made from what you're linking to. It's the fact that someone, let's just say you link to an inexpensive lapel mic, right? Because you're talking about making TikTok videos or something like that. And someone's like, oh yeah, maybe I'll get this like cheap $20 lapel mic. But then they're also on Amazon and they're like, oh, you know what? I need to get dog food. And you know what? I think I need to replace my TV and I want to get my mom a mixer. And the next thing you know, like that's how I shop on Amazon, right? I go to buy one thing and then I was like, oh, I should probably order XYZ. And then, you know, my bill is $100, $300. And that's the same thing with people. Like they click on your link, but you're getting credit for everything that they buy in that shopping trip.
So I am curious. I think the person that I know that made the most on an Amazon affiliate, I don't know if you remember, Chris Guthrie a long time ago used to do this and he used to teach it and he had a tool.
Yes. I can see it in my head.
I can't remember what the tool is called. Sorry, Chris. But I remember him doing like $100,000 with Amazon affiliate.
That is not uncommon. That is not uncommon, especially with the bloggers that blog mostly about deals. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people think, oh, those are the people that make money from Amazon. But that's not true. Anybody, if you're an Amazon affiliate, can make money from Amazon affiliate. And I think the reason why we're talking about this right now is they're hosting Prime Day, which is October 10th and 11th this year, so 2023. And what's funny is, you know, they just did a Prime Day this summer. And I think they realized that it's like actually pretty successful for them. So now they're doing another Prime Day in October. And I think that's to sort of usher people into that like Christmas shopping, Black Friday shopping season.
I thought the timing was weird. Like, I understand the summer because everything's slow.
Yeah.
But to do it right before the holiday season.
So, yeah, I feel like they did this last year, and I could be wrong, but I feel like they did do two Prime Days. They're calling it something different. It's Prime Big Deal Days, which that person who thought of that should probably be fired. it's a terrible name, but it has the same purpose as the summer Prime Day, where sellers on Amazon will drastically, or not even drastically sometimes, I feel like the Prime Day deals aren't as great as they were that very first year. But they will reduce their products by anywhere between 10 and probably 40%. And the thing that gets it is that people flock to Amazon to shop for Prime Days because they're looking for that. Well, my Bose headphones that I can't stop talking about, right? My noise-canceling headphones. I got $100 off of those. So I think they're regularly like $300. I got them for like $197. That's a great deal because I probably wouldn't have bought them at $300. And so people are on there looking for that type of deal, the AirPods that are like drastically reduced. But then once people get on Amazon, Amazon does an excellent job of getting you to put lots of stuff in your cart, not just the one deal that you wanted to go to Amazon for.
So walk me through this strategy, because I've never been heavy on Amazon affiliate. Like I link to, if I see something, I'll link to it. And I do have blog posts on the Bumblebee Linens blog. These are like gift guides where I do it. But I've never made that much money, you know, maybe like a couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
You know, which isn't bad for doing no work. But walk me through the strategy for, you know, for Prime Day and what are some of the different things that you do for it?
So I think the biggest thing is you want to, so the biggest way to make money from Amazon is actually through the bounty program. And so you can actually get a bounty when someone signs up for Amazon Prime. So they're actually the number of people who aren't on Prime is pretty staggering. I can't remember what it is, but like there's a high percentage of shoppers on Amazon who don't have a Prime membership. So the first thing you want to do, if it's applicable to your audience, is talk about why a Prime membership is a good deal. So that's because I think your bounty for that is a couple dollars per sign up. So compared to like a very small commission on a $20 product where you might be earning 70 cents or 80 cents, you can earn $4 or $5 on the Amazon Prime bounty. So if you're looking for content around just getting people to sign up for the program, that's a good way to do it. I will say that that is there's a lot of people that have written content on that. So you need to make sure you take an angle there that's relevant to your audience and might give people a different perspective.
You know, what's funny is Temu is given, and this has nothing to do with this podcast, but I thought I'd mention it. Temu is giving out $5 per signup. Mm-hmm. And if you exceed like X number of signups, you get bonuses of like $100, $1,000 and whatnot. So I actually had this one article ranked for Temu. Mm-hmm. And I was making like $500 a month just on Temu signups. And the title of the article was, "Is Temu a Scam?"
Yeah.
and people were signing up. But I'm
shocked.
Because I think
people do think Temu is a scam.
Yes, they find it and then they sign up. I just casually included an affiliate link just to see. But you're telling me that people make money getting people to sign up for Amazon Prime today. I mean, it's like a decade later.
Right. And you would be surprised at how many people, I don't know the exact number. I just was having a conversation with Liz about this like an hour ago, and she actually gave me the number. Jungle Scout put out a big like state of Amazon piece of content. So it's probably in that. But here's the thing, like you have to take an angle that's unique. The angle that I took in my post about it years ago was how I use Prime for grocery shopping, right? Because that was more in line with my audience and how I save money on groceries using Subscribe and Save. And so that was the angle I took of Amazon Prime and, you know, why it's a good investment, because it is like $130 a year. But as Liz and I were talking earlier, but yet at 11 p.m., you can pull out your phone and order something and it's on your doorstep when you wake up in the morning. So I don't know how they do it, but it's magical and most people love it. So find an angle that works with your audience to promote Amazon Prime first, right? Like getting people to sign up for the program. A lot of your readers probably are on Amazon Prime. The next thing I would do is, and a lot of people think like what you were saying, can you really make money being an Amazon affiliate? You know, you write about business, right? So does it make sense for you to even promote Amazon Prime? Well, I would say yes. Let's use my wife quit her job as a case study. I would create, so you can create those like shopping lists, or they're not called shopping lists. I'm using the wrong term here, but you can basically create pages where people can go look and shop your recommended products, right?
Yeah, I do that for YouTube. Like people always ask me what equipment I use, even though like, I use really cheap equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's what I would do if I ran a business like yours. I would have a page for YouTube. And then on that YouTube page, I would put like, here's what I use. But then I was like, here's what you could use if you wanted to go mid-level. Here's high end, right? So it doesn't necessarily, you're not saying that you use these things. You're just saying that, hey, you know, this is me. This is budget Steve, right? And then here's mid-level Steve. So we've got like a Hyundai Steve, and then we've got Toyota Steve, and then we got Tesla Steve, right? And in there, you know, you promote the different types of products. And obviously the Tesla Steve, you're promoting the high-end cameras, the high-end microphones, soundboards, you know, all this different stuff that like most people are never going to use for their podcast. However, they might click on it to learn more about it and then buy other things. So that's how I would run that. But I would run it for everything that you do. How I make my YouTube videos, how I do my podcast, even like tools that you use for blogging. You might not think you use anything for blogging, but like, hey, this is the computer I use. This is the, you know, it's silly stuff, but it gets people to click and get the cookie and get them on Amazon.
There is no Tesla Steve. there's only Toyota Steve. Like I'm too like pragmatic.
Yes, but I would say like if you want to level up, like this isn't what I use. Like be clear about it. Like this isn't what I'm using, but this is what people in the industry are using for YouTube videos. I don't use them, but people do.
So I'm curious, and that's great. I'm thinking, you know, I guess I could make at most $1,000 a month maybe doing that, mainly because YouTube's driving that traffic, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing, like once you create that, it's a one and done. So $1,000 a month, you do the work one time,
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do, but would I do anything different for Prime Day then?
Yeah, so I would probably look for those deals on similar products or those products, and then, you know, promote that via social, maybe shoot an email out. Like, that's probably the easiest way to get people to convert. And remember, you can't put Amazon links in your email, but send them to a page on your site where you have, you know, here are some of the tools that I use that are on sale for Prime Day.
I see. And then create a blog post for it and then send people over to the blog post.
Yeah.
Okay. Walk me through. I know you know a lot of successful Amazon affiliate people.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
So, you know, one of the strategies on Prime Day is just to push out the deals all day long. I don't think that's feasible for most people. You don't want to sit in front of your computer for 48 hours and push out all the
Define what it means to push out a deal.
Like, you're literally sitting, you have your Amazon on one screen, your email provider on another screen, your blog and Facebook on another. And like, every time a deal comes up, you're adding that to the Amazon deal page. You're pushing an email out. You're sending an SMS. You're putting it on Facebook or Instagram. That's not.
So that's multiple times per day, you mean?
Yes, during Prime. So like during those 48 hours.
Okay.
Unless you have an audience that's really hungry for deals, which most people don't, I would not invest that kind of time in it. What I like to do is basically curate the best deals for my audience. So if you are already an Amazon affiliate, you can go into your affiliate dashboard and see what people have been purchasing for the last several months, right? So I know exactly what my people like when it comes to deals and products on Amazon. And for my audience, they like toy deals, they like kitchen deals, and household type deals. Like, that's by far, those reign supreme year after year for the past 12 years. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for deals on household items, toys, and kitchen items. And I'm not going to care that the Kindle Fire Stick is $19 and that the AirPods are $124. Like, that is just not relevant to my audience. So, I mean, they probably would like that, but once I get them over to Amazon, they can click around and buy whatever they want. So I'm going to highlight the products that I know they already buy all the time from Amazon without it being on sale even, right? So for you, I would go look at what people are buying, and there's always going to be like weird outliers. And I remember, I don't know if your like group of blogger friends used to do this, but like when Amazon first, like when you first started being an Amazon affiliate and you would promote something, you would always go check your dashboard to see like, oh, did this sell? And there's always like a very random item that someone would purchase that has nothing to do with what you were talking about and usually like highly inappropriate. And so you would always like laugh like, oh, look at like, take the outliers out, right? Just because someone bought a certain thing doesn't mean that that's what you should be promoting. It means that they just happened to buy that along with the KitchenAid that was on sale. So go look for those patterns, and then that's what you should be focused on during the Prime Day deals.
So wouldn't I rather just find those patterns and then sell those myself?
So that's a whole other podcast. But yes, that would be okay. Like, you don't have time to do that before Prime Day. But yes, that is actually our friend Rachel Miller. I think that's why she started selling like a cat rolling pin, because she noticed that her audience was selling. It was like something random like that. So yes, absolutely. If you are, I always say that bloggers have the best opportunity to become sellers because they know exactly what their people buy. And so they can easily find products. They don't have to worry about finding something people will buy. They already know that. They just have to worry about sourcing the product. So yeah, for sure.
So I'm curious, when you do this for your audience for Prime Day, how much money are we talking about here?
Depending on how much you want to promote, you can make everywhere from a couple hundred to a couple $1,000s. There's a lot of people who end up after Prime Day, like Amazon will actually drop their commission because they sell too much on Prime Day.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's definitely a.
How much is the commission right now?
Amazon commission still varies product by product. So it could be, you know, 4%. Some products are less, some products are more. So the commission rates vary based on product category, which has been Amazon's thing for a really long time.
Yeah, I remember it being for most categories 4%, right?
Yeah, some of it they've dropped to zero actually, and so that's another thing that I would do is I would familiarize yourself with their commission structure so that you aren't promoting products that you don't make any money. I remember back in the day, you could make a significant amount of money promoting Kindle books. And then they dropped the commission on the Kindle stuff really drastically. So not the Kindle itself, but the actual books that you buy to go with Kindle. So you want to make sure that you're promoting. I think pet products is still one of the highest ones. Mm-hmm. The higher ones are kind of more obscure. It's kind of like Amazon. It's like, we can't really move these, so we'll incentivize our creators to move them. But yeah, definitely check that because you don't want to spend a lot of time and effort creating content around products that aren't going to make you any money.
So walk me through this. So you're creating a blog post with a bunch of your deals and you're sending it out via email. This blog post, I would imagine, is this like a temporary post that gets taken down?
So what I like to do is make it a page, and that way I just update it year over year. Because here's another interesting thing. Some of these brands run the same deals year after year. The exact same deals. Fire Stick always runs the same deal. Apple always runs the same deals. A lot of the toy manufacturers, Fisher-Price, Lego, Melissa and Doug, they run the same promotions year after year. The games, there's always very similar deals. And that way you kind of have like a template set up for promotion. But you don't have to create a page dedicated to that. That's the other thing. The other thing you can do is just push out your content to your readers over those 2 days via social, maybe making TikToks, Instagram reels, and you can say, hey, I wrote a post on how to start your own podcast, but here's why you need to read it today. The microphone that I use is on sale on Amazon. So go read that podcast, go check out that mic and get started. So, you know, if you're not like you're not a blogger that talks about deals ever, but what you can do is create a 15-second story on Instagram and say something like, you know, just like what I said, if you've thought about podcasting, here's how you get started. And by the way, the microphone that I talk about is only $125 today.
Actually, you know what, come to think of it, I do have a Black Friday page on My Wife Quit. And every year I just put all the deals on tools that are related to e-commerce on that page. And it always makes, it makes between $5,000 and $10,000 just on that one day.
Yeah.
So I guess this is similar, just on a smaller scale, right?
So here's the thing. You just touched on one of my other points. You have this Black Friday page. You know, Amazon runs great Black Friday deals, but so does everybody else, right? All the SaaS products run deals. A lot of subscription models run like lifetime deals and things like that. Other companies run deals on Prime Day too. They're trying to grab a hold of that market share because their perspective is people are opening their wallets. So if people are opening their wallets on Amazon, they're opening their wallets elsewhere as well. Target will run deals on Prime Day. Walmart will run deals on Prime Day, or right around it, they'll have their own, you know, Prime Day. But so will software products. So will tools, right? Like think about it. We do a Black Friday sale on the course, right?
Right.
We've done Black Friday sales on Seller Summit tickets before. We don't do it every year, but like, you know, we run deals on things that have nothing to do with gift giving, right? So Prime Day works the same way, is that products and services will run deals outside of Amazon because they know that people are thinking about shopping, because Amazon's such a powerful, you know, part of our lives, basically, that they know, like, well, people are excited about shopping on Amazon. They're probably just in a shopping mode. I remember at Prime Day over the summer, I bought zero from Amazon, and I probably bought $500 worth of yard stuff from Walmart because the deals were so good. And I was redoing my backyard. I needed some like patio furniture, things like that. And their deals were phenomenal. So I didn't even shop on Amazon on Prime Day, but I shopped on Walmart because they had great deals too.
Interesting. Can you just walk me through the mentality of like a deal blogger? Because that's something that I actually never really understood. Like I interviewed one on my podcast.
Yeah.
And he told me that he spends the entire day looking for deals.
Yes.
And then it's hard to get an email provider because email providers don't want to support deal bloggers. So he constantly gets banned. He has to find new one. Doesn't sound like a pretty good business to me.
I mean, I know a lot of seven figure deal bloggers. So, right. I mean, Kyle Taylor would probably tell you the opposite.
Right? Well, I mean, he's different. I don't consider him a deal blogger.
He was in the beginning, though. He started, was Penny he? Hoarder started out as like a deal blog. It quickly pivoted to like a financial, you know, savings type blog, but Penny Hoarder started out that way. So, you know, deal bloggers live and die, right, by the franticness of the business, right? Like, the worst times to be a deal blogger, Prime Day, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, the whole Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, I have deal blogger friends that haven't spent a Thanksgiving with their family in like 15 years.
Oh, my right? goodness. Okay.
That's not my idea of a great time, but you know, they're making up for it by their multiple ski trips in the spring, I guess, from all the money they make. So for deal bloggers, they basically sit in front of their computer. They usually have several VAs. They're all watching deals, but not only that, they're all watching each other, because if one deal blogger posts a deal, all the other deal bloggers will post the exact same deal.
Like, oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah.
So you're basically, and copying's not the right word, because it's not like it's original content. Like they're like, oh, Walmart has a deal on this patio set. And so another blogger sees it, knows her audience likes Walmart. She's going to post that too, right? So the deal exists. It's not like she's copying someone's chili recipe. But yeah, it's basically it's like the social media of blogging, right? The hamster wheel, which is why you and I don't do it, because neither of us have the capacity, I think, to sit in front of our computer for 20 hours a day.
We should get one of these deal bloggers on this pod. How do they find the deals? Is it literally just manually scouring the internet for deals?
So this is funny. Back in the day, you know, our friends Paul and Tiffany, who now have a very successful clothing boutique. Back in the day, they had two websites. Paul's was called I Heart the Mart, and Tiffany's was called My Litter, and they both were deal bloggers. Tiffany posted deals from everywhere. Paul posted deals from Walmart. And every single morning, Paul would drop the kids off at school and go to Walmart and walk the aisles to look for Walmart deals and create short form video. Back when nobody was creating short form video and putting it on Facebook, with the daily deals from Walmart. So yes, literally. And I know lots of deal bloggers who have their staff walk Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, looking for these deals. I mean, it is a very labor intensive business.
But then they have to go and find the link for that product once they physically walk in the store, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's now, of course, now it's gotten easier, right? Like Target, you can scan stuff on your phone. You can actually scan stuff at Target and check it on Amazon. Like there's all sorts of tools out there. Back in the day, there was not. But I don't, like, to me, I would never advise anybody to start a deal blog today.
Okay.
It's too competitive, too saturated. However, I do think there are times when sharing deals are appropriate, no matter what sort of content you're creating, because of the potential and because of the shopping mindset. It's why, like we were saying, it's why we run the Black Friday sale on tickets, because people are thinking about spending money. And anytime you know people are thinking about spending money, you can probably get some of that money too.
First of all, I don't think I ever remember doing a Black Friday deal for Seller Summit. It just doesn't sound like something that
we did do a Black Friday deal.
Did
we? At least once we did. Maybe it was on the course, but we've done a Black Friday deal on something.
Okay, because the event is like not really something that we would discount.
Well, the problem with the event discounting the event is there's hard costs with the event, whereas the course there's not hard costs. So maybe it was just the course.
Maybe it's a virtual pass that I can
see.
Yes,
we did. Yes, we virtual pass Black Friday. I think we ran a bundle, like where you got all the virtual passes, or if you bought a Seller Summit ticket, you got some old virtual pass previous years. We did some. We didn't discount the actual Seller Summit ticket. We have discounted the course. We don't discount a lot, but like we discounted it by like $100, and then also we bundled the course, I think, with your course, and ran a deal as well. And I think one time we ran it with Seller Summit virtual passes. Like we've done a couple of things, but the thing is the reason why you do it is because people are buying.
So I didn't mean to poo-poo the whole topic of today's Amazon Prime Day. I was just always wondering like how. I guess it doesn't take that much effort to go through Amazon and pick out the stuff that you have and along with anything that you might use, right? And put it on a page and send it out. I guess that's low hanging fruit.
Yeah. The thing is that I would say if you already have content, which a lot of people do, and you're already talking about products on Amazon, do a quick check to see if those products are on sale during Prime Day. And then promote that content that you've already written and just mention the fact that it's on sale for Prime Day. Like, that is probably the easiest, lowest effort way to do it, is just promote the stuff that you already have and let people know, like, oh, and by the way, this microphone is 25% off during the next 2 days.
Walk me through the strategy on social, since you typically can't link out to a page, right?
Right. Well, you can link to Amazon on your socials as long as Amazon knows that that's your property in your Amazon dashboard.
But let's say, like, you know, short form video is hot, right? You were just talking about short form video. Yeah. How would I get someone from TikTok to Amazon?
I would put the link in TikTok, right? Like, I would put my...
In the bio, you mean? Or?
Yeah. So what I would do for short form video is I would probably just do a screencast of, like, hey, here are the hot deals in your niche on Amazon. So let's just say you write about gardening, right? You're a garden blogger. So, like, hey, this compost bin is this today, this, and like have it all queued up on your computer. Do like a basically a Loom video and maybe put your face in before and after. But like, we're talking a 30-second video, maybe takes you 10 minutes to edit and get it up there. And I'd probably post multiple throughout the day. Now, if you're an Amazon influencer and you already have influencer content, that's when I would push my influencer content. I would post those videos on my social channel, right? So you have these influencer videos that you've uploaded to Amazon. They're your videos. You can put them anywhere. So I would be posting some of those videos on my social channels for sure.
And this is another tangent, but I was just thinking, you know, with TikTok Shop, like, the way you get your link on the video is to actually physically have the product.
Yeah.
Do you know people that are buying on clearance and buying these deals and then just selling them?
So they're buying the product when it's on sale and then reselling it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of like retail arbitrage. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure people are doing it. I just don't know of anybody.
So the reason why I'm hung up on this whole thing for Amazon is because the payout is 4%. You said sometimes 0%.
Most people aren't. Yeah. Yeah. Some of the stuff is zero.
And then they penalize you for selling too much.
Yes, that is true. Nobody listening.
So tell me how this sounds good.
Nobody listening is going to get penalized. I can promise you that. I can say with absolute, the people that I know that are getting penalized are making 30 to 50 grand a month on Amazon.
Oh my goodness.
In affiliate revenue. So we're talking about the top tier sellers. We're not talking about you and I who are making, you know, a couple hundred to a couple thousand dollars a month on Amazon.
Right. So if it, at 4%, so you have to make 25X, right? So to make $1,000, you got to sell $25,000 worth of stuff. How are these people doing it? Are these the deal bloggers that you're talking about?
Yeah, the deal bloggers.
Okay. Where they have a staff posting deals.
But here's what I think you're not thinking about with this. Like, obviously 4% sounds very unsexy. I get it. But you have to think about, you're a terrible example, but think about most people's Amazon shopping behavior. Okay? They don't go to Amazon and just buy the Tupperware set that your Rubbermaid set that you're promoting. Mm-hmm. They buy the Rubbermaid set. They buy two pairs of leggings. They buy the tumbler that they've been looking at. They buy a fake Christmas tree. They buy a television. They buy floor mats for their car. Like, you don't just go on Amazon. I've never gone on Amazon and bought one thing unless I needed it like that day. Like, I ran out of printer ink and I was like, I got to get some printer ink. So I'm ordering it like immediately. Most people go on Amazon. It's like going to Target, right? You go and you go for the one thing. You go for like, oh, we're out of hand soap. And the next thing you know, you're rolling out of Target with a brand new bedroom decor.
Okay, here it is. Okay, I just Googled the average order value on Amazon. The number is inaccurate. It was $78, but that's for this is for 2018. Okay, so that's not too bad. So we're talking about like $2-3 in order.
Yeah.
On average. Okay. I think the Amazon influencer method is way better with the videos on the...
Sure. I mean, I think if you're an Amazon... Yeah. We were just talking about this in my Amazon influencer office hours, is that if you have been approved and you are in the program, like, actually, it's not even too late. You can get in right now and get your videos approved and start doing this, because I actually got approved for the influencer program about 2 weeks before Prime Day in the summer. Mm. So I actually got in, and on Prime Day, I didn't do anything. I didn't promote anything. I didn't do anything that just my, and I had four videos, just my four videos made me about $100 on Prime Day. And I didn't do anything, right? Those were just, people were just shopping. And so they were watching the videos and buying. And I don't even know if the products that I had videos for were on sale. It's just the people shopping and the mindset.
Is there any strategy behind reviews in the Amazon Influencer Program and Prime Day?
Yeah. So Amazon has actually sent some stuff out. If you are an influencer, they've sent out some of it's embargoes. So we can't talk about it, but they've sent out some basically Prime Day tips. The other thing is, and this is, I know we don't have as many sellers that listen to this podcast. If you're a seller and you have a product on Amazon, I would, and your product is already selling, so you have some level of sales. It's not like a brand new product, because this doesn't work as well with brand new products. I would pay an influencer to make a video about your product, like in the next couple of, in next week, right? Or the next couple of days. Because if you have a video, if you have a user generated content video from an influencer on your listing, your conversion rate goes up 8%. Or not 8%. They're 8 times more likely to buy your product after viewing the video. So it can take your product in a very crowded space from like mid-level to top because of the influencer content. It's 100% worth it to pay an influencer to make the video if you have a product that's already selling.
What's the best way to find an influencer?
Email Liz. I'll put her email in the show notes.
Okay.
It's kind of like if you don't run a, because Amazon charges you if you're a seller to run a Prime Day deal. And most people that I've talked to, and maybe you've had a different experience, but most people that I've talked to that have paid to run a Prime Day deal didn't think it was like that worth it if they have sort of like an off-brand product. Like they didn't see like, they got, like I would always get bumps in sales when I sold on Amazon. You probably get bumps in sales when during Prime Day just because of the volume of
shoppers.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, that always happens.
But it's not like life-changing money. And so Amazon, I remember 1 year, I don't know what it is now, but like 1 year it was like $500 to run a Prime Day deal. Plus you have to discount your product. And then so you're making less. So you're paying $500. So you have to actually make up a lot of money to make money from a Prime Day deal. Whereas you can just discount your product on Prime Day and put an influencer video up there and probably drive, you know, get a decent amount of traffic and probably make, you know, probably make the same amount without having to pay Amazon. You're paying an influencer. And then that content still lives after Prime Day, the content still lives there, right? The video is still there on the listing forever and ever, as long as Amazon keeps it up there.
Yeah. No, I like that better, actually.
But if you're an influencer on Prime Day, like if you're not a seller, this is the time to take those videos that you've been making and put them on your social channels if you haven't done that before. Or drive people to that influencer page. Everyone has an influencer storefront. Drive people to the page calling out those products that are good deals. This is like sort of where you're going to really be able to push people to that content in a very organic way because it's on sale.
All right. So let's wrap this up. We went off on a lot of tangents. It's my fault. Okay. So the strategy here is to just find all the products that you use or can promote that are related to the audience and what they want, including other products that perhaps you sell, maybe business tools and whatnot, that are all just kind of related. Mm-hmm. Put them on a page. That's your home base.
Yeah.
And then just start promoting via email, social, and drive people back to that page.
Yeah.
And the hope that because Prime Day is so pervasive in people's minds, they're in the shopping mood and that they're going to buy whatever you have on that list.
Yeah. And I think if you sell anything, like if you sell a course, if you sell digital products, if you know, not on Amazon, you might want to think about running your own Prime Day promotion because people are in a buying mood. So it might be time, and maybe run it like right afterwards, right before, you know, you catch people sort of on the tail end of something. But I think it's an opportunity to get people to make a purchase decision because they're already opening their wallets.
And this is just something that came to my mind. So we're always looking for excuses to email our customers on mm-hmm. Bumblebee. I wonder, would it be appropriate to email a Prime Day deal, except not on Amazon?
Yeah. Yeah. Like do something site. Like forget Prime Day.
Yeah.
You know, it's Hanky Day or something like that. Yeah. Like Walmart had a pretty cheeky, I think they had some emails that went out that were pretty, you know, they weren't making fun of Amazon, but they were definitely like, hey, look over here. We've got better deals, basically. And they did have better deals than Amazon this year. So they just, you know, they sell different things usually. So it's not apples to apples. But if you sell products, I would definitely run some sort of promotion and get people, you know, people are already looking for deals. So hit them with a little bit of a deal.
I mean, the moral of the story here, I think, is this is just free money, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you already have these products. You just got to put a little bit of effort, put down the page, and then drive traffic to that page and just take advantage of all the mind share that Amazon Prime Day has created. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Now, for more information about this episode, go to profitableaudience.com/podcast, where we list all of the tools and resources mentioned in our show notes.
And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. When you write us a review, it not only makes our day, but it helps keep this podcast up in the ranks so other people can use this information, find the show more easily, and get some awesome business advice.
Leaving a review is by far the best way to support the show. And please tell your friends, because the greatest compliment that you can give us is to provide a referral to someone else, either in person or to share it on the web.
And if you're interested in building your own profitable audience, subscribe to our free 6-day mini course where we walk you through the exact steps needed to find your niche, build a website, grab email subscribers, and monetize your content. You can sign up at profitableaudience.com/free.
Thanks for listening.